وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our teacher, our mentor and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In describing Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ma kana Ibrahimu yahudiyya, that Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew, wala nasraniya, and neither was he a Christian, walakin kana hanifan muslima, but he was one of pure faith and a Muslim who submitted to Allah with a sound heart. All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has given me and you, and who has given us the honor of reviving the unparalleled sacrifice of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam through the symbolic act of qurbani. Respected elders and friends, Ibrahim alayhi salam occupies a very significant and central place in the history of humanity. The three major religious communities, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all claim to be the children of Ibrahim. The Jews believe that by virtue of their lineage, they are the chosen people, the children of Ibrahim, and prophethood was a privilege that was granted only to them. Christians believe that Isa alayhi salam was also a descendant of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who paid the price for humanity of humanity by giving up his life. The Christians believe that Ibrahim alayhi salam's sacrifice of Ishaq was a similitude of God and only begotten son. This is mentioned in Jacob chapter 4 verse 5. The near sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they believe, was a similitude of the atonement of sins. And the Jews derived moral superiority, while the Christians derived the concept of atonement, the forgiving or the pardoning of sin, through the so-called crucifixion of Isa alayhi salam. So all three religious communities claim to be the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now the question comes that what do we as Muslims derive from following Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? As Muslims, as believers, we derive unreserved submission and our allegiance. The Quran Kareem so beautifully mentions this concept, inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahim lalladhina ittaba'uhu walladhina amanu, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, the people who best claim to Ibrahim are surely those who follow him, as does the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, and those who believe in him. Our defining character as Muslim is derived from submission and sacrifice. It is neither racial superiority nor freedom from responsibility and accountability that defines the value system of Islam. Allow me today to highlight four important aspects that we can take with us with regard to our allegiance to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and his teachings. The first and foremost we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is personal responsibility. Our worth as individuals is not derived from racial superiority, nor from the fact that someone has redeemed us by paying for our sins. Our worth is derived from taking personal responsibility for our actions. Our lineage is not going to afford us privileged status, nor is anyone else going to pay for our sins. The Quran Kareem says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that no bearer of a burden can bear the burden of another. The very idea of resurrection and the day of judgment and the year after is the concept of individual responsibility. So the first and most important aspect that we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is that we have to take responsibility for our actions. In fact, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has mentioned that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed the verse, وَأَنذِرَ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, that warn your tribe and your nearest kindred, warn them. And this was the first amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to do, was to warn his tribe and his near kindred. Because you see, friends, to tell somebody you don't know is very easy. But to tell somebody you know haq is very difficult. So nevertheless, when this verse was revealed, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood upon Mount Safa and he said, O Fatima radiyallahu anha, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Safiya, the daughter of Abdul Muttalib, O sons of Abdul Muttalib, I have no power at all to protect you from Allah. But you may ask me for some of my property as you wish. This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. So here the Nabi of Allah is making it very clear, as we learn from the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, that my allegiance to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is based on the fact that I take personal responsibility. We need to understand the background of his life. He was born in a house of idol worshipping. His father was the maker of idols. Everything around him was not conducive to that which he had called towards. Everything around him was against his call to Allah. But yet he took personal responsibility of his actions. Number two, friends, we learn from his life commitment. What flows from individual responsibility is commitment. It takes commitment to achieve your goals in life. What differentiates the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family from the lives of ordinary people? It is commitment. Your success in life depends on the extent of your commitment. It is the price you pay to achieve your goals. Winners in life, you will find people who won in life, people who achieved in life. They make commitments. Losers, they make promises. Winners make commitments. Losers make promises. If you want to make your dreams come true, the first thing you have to do is to wake up. If you want to make your dreams come true, the first thing you have to do is you have to wake up. When Ibrahim alayhi salam told Ismail alayhi salam that Allah has instructed him to sacrifice, Ismail's response was, oh my beloved father, I am committed to your cause. Do as you have been instructed, you will find me from amongst the patient. When he left Hajar alayhi salam and the suckling child at the foot of Mount Safa and Marwa, she called him, she said, Ya Ibrahim, Ayna tadhab? O Ibrahim, where are you going? What's that, Sarukana Bihadal? You're leaving us in this barren desert land. Laysa fihi anisun wala shay'un. No sign of men, no sign of anything. He didn't reply. He continued to walk. When she asked, Allah alladhi amaraka bihadha, did Allah order you this? Did Allah order you this? He replied, yes. In that case, she mentioned, إِذَا اللَّهُ يُضَيِّ عَنَا. Then in that case, Allah will never cause us to perish. It was the commitment of Ibrahim alayhi salam in his life. And it was the response of personal responsibility of Hajra alayhi salam that the city of Makkah owes its origin to submission and sacrifice. If it was not because of the personal responsibility and the commitment of these individuals, Makkah should have not been created. Subhanallah. Third aspect we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is family relationships. This is a very important thing, my friends. You see, this was no ordinary family. This was a family whose mother's courage made... Hi, subhanAllah, what beautiful words this. If only my mothers and sisters could understand what I'm going to say now. Take this message home to them. It was the mother's courage that made the desert cry the tears of Zamzam. It was the mother's courage. It was the mother's dedication. It was the mother's commitment. It was the mother's submission and sacrifice that made the desert cry the tears of Zamzam. My friends, this was a family whose son was willing to lay his own life that caused the skies to split asunder. This was a family where the father's resolve and determination and submission attracted the coming of an animal from Jannah. These 10 days call for us to re-examine our conducts as fathers and husbands. Is Islamic orientation taking place in my home? That son didn't just respond and say, if'al ma tu'mar, do as you have been pleased. There was some nurturing behind that. There was some tarbiyah and discipline and commitment behind that. So is Islamic orientation taking place as a father and a husband in the home? As the shepherd of the house, am I taking care of the spiritual needs of my children? Do we enjoy the confidence, the loyalty, and this trust and the support of our spouses and our children? What kind of relation do you have with your spouse and your children? Have you educated your spouse? Have you educated your spouse to say, إِذَا اللَّهُ يُضَيِّ عَنَا, that Allah will never cause us to perish? No matter what circumstances your life, like Hajra alayhi salam, ran every day. Our mothers and sisters also run every day. Pick up, drop off, this, that. Busy, whole day busy, full-time job. Allah reward them. They do a lot, my friends. And just like that, Hajra alayhi salam also ran. But she ran in the interests of her children. In the interest of the submission to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what kind of relationship have we built? Have we reduced our relationship to the vending machine status, to the ATM status? You only approach an ATM or a vending machine for your wants. You forget it exists once your wants are met. If you want to serve as a role model, like Ibrahim alayhi salam served as a role model, never permit yourself to do anything that you are not willing to see your children do. If you want to serve as a role model, if you want to be proud of your children, if you want to leave a legacy of your children behind, that tomorrow when you are in your qabr, and somebody will say, you know what, I knew your father, he was a good man. Then what you will have to do? Never permit yourself to do anything that you are not willing to see your children do. Number four, sacrifice and struggle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Anbiya ashaddu al-amthal fal-amthal. That the Anbiya alayhim as-salam were the most tested than those who are like them and those who are like them in proximity. The Holy Quran says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That do people expect to say that I believe in Allah and not to be tested in their faith? Allah is going to test us through circumstances of fear. Allah will test you through hovering poverty, sometimes through loss in your wealth, sometimes through a loss of a beloved family member, sometimes in the loss of your fruits of your labor. Ibrahim alayhi salam was disowned by his father. He was banished from his homeland. He was flung in the fire of Namrud. He had to leave his child and his wife, his suckling child and wife, in the wilderness of the hot sand dunes of Arabia. Friends, your faith is not going to insulate you from challenges. How you respond to challenges is critical. Are you going to stand intimidated by the mountains before you? Or are you willing to climb like Hajra alayhi salam did? Courage doesn't mean that you don't get afraid. Courage means that you don't let fear stop you. This day calls for introspection. These 10 days calls for introspection. We have to identify who our Ismail is. Our enslaving desire for name and fame, our indomitable quest for wealth and status and material possessions, anything and everything that prevents you from unwavering submission, obedience and commitment to Allah is your Ismail. Are you willing to place the sword of denial on your Ismail just as you are willing to place the knife on the neck of the animal of sacrifice? The animal is symbolic. The animal is symbolic. But on that day, you have to identify who is your Ismail. Respected elders and friends, these 10 days is what a Muslim should make sure that he does not miss any of these days and the opportunities, because time is passing quickly. How many people you hear tell you, just the other day was Friday and it's already Friday. We're half year down, Molana. 6 months of the year is gone. Hajjis are gone, we'll be back next week already. SubhanAllah. Time is passing quickly. A Muslim should make sure that he does not miss the opportunity. No matter how much of reward you earn, we will find it less when the time comes. Friends, the time of departure is near. The journey is frightening. Delusions are widespread. The road is long. But Allah is ever watchful. Allah has given us opportunities. Allah has given us occasions in which we can try to reap as much as we can, hasten to do good deeds before death strikes, and then one negligence and failure to act, because there is no time to return back, my respected elders and friends. It is time that your heart was filled with light and become soft. Expose yourself to the gentle breeze of Allah that is happening in these 10 days, of your Lord's and your Almighty and my Allah's mercy on these 10 days. For Allah will cause this beautiful breeze to touch whomsoever he wills. And whoever is touched by these beautiful breeze on these 10 days, inshallah, he will smile on the day of Qiyamah. One fast equivalent to a year's fast. standing in prayer on any of these nights is equivalent to standing in the prayer of the night of power. One good deed multiplied by 700 times. Let us take this opportunity, my respected elders and friends, to maximize and to learn the lessons from the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah give us all the understanding. Some very important announcements, my respected elders and friends, inshallah. Next week, Thursday, the 28th of June, will be Eid al-Adha, will be the day of Eid, inshallah. On that day, for our masjid, Masjid al-Rahma, Fajr Salah will be at 5:45. For the day of Eid only, Fajr Salah will be at 5:45, inshallah. Thereafter, at 5 to 7, will be the Eid Bayan, the Eid Nasihat, the Eid Advices. And at 7:15 sharp, inshallah, Salah will stand up. At 7:15, Salah. So 5 to 7 will be the Eid Advices. And at 7:15, inshallah, the Eid Salah and Bayan, the Eid Khutbah will commence at 7:15, inshallah. We make this humble appeal to one and all, inshallah, to try to come early, to avoid the unnecessary parking in places where you're not supposed to park, to listen to the marshals who are appointed on that day to direct the traffic, inshallah. We all want the first row. We all want the best of parkings. Then come early. If you want the best spot, then come early. But if you're coming late, then you don't expect to go right in front. Please follow the instructions of the marshals. Brothers have taken responsibility to ensure it is a working day. It is our time to show our akhlaq and our character. So inshallah, let us listen to the marshals on that day. Let us bring our own musallas. Weather permitting, inshallah, the Eid Salah, Bayan and Khutbah will take place at our normal Eidgah at the corner of Orange and Judith. If in the case of weather not permitting, inshallah, all the masajids will have the normal Eid Salah taking place, inshallah. Also, a humble appeal to one and all, inshallah, we are in this Mubarak and blessed days, inshallah, to donate generously to the masjid and to the madrasa. Like I mentioned, one good deed, 1 rain, 10 rain, 100 rain, inshallah, will be multiplied 700 times, inshallah. So an opportunity for us, and where better to spend our wealth than in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the understanding. الحمد لله الذي لولا لطفه ما اهتدينا ولولا فضله ما تصدقنا ولا صلينا ولا صمنا ولا طحينا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أنزلت به السكينة علينا عليه أنفسنا وأهلينا فدينا ولولاه ما عرفنا الحق ولا درينا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين شهدوا بدرا وحنينا أما بعد فقد حان ذو الحجة الحرام شرعت لنا فيها أحكام وأعظمها التضحية من بهيمة الأنعام وكل عمل من شرائع الإسلام فقال فيها سيد الأنام عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبل والسنة التي بعد ومنها التكبير دبر الصلاة المكتوبة وكان عبد الله يكبر من صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من يوم النهر ويقول الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وكان علي يكبر بعد صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من آخر أيام التشريق ويكبر بعد العصر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك صل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وكل الصحابة أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let's try to fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible, ensuring it's shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Fill in the gaps, they still place in the precincts of the masjid. Let's try to fill in all the gaps. All those brothers at the back, requested to come in front as well, inshallah. أقام الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى
فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أروج. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Also inshallah on Eid day the collection for the four massages around our facility will take place. Brothers can donate in cash or inshallah via the card system which is preferred inshallah. I would request for the brothers to use the opportunity to donate on that day for the masjids as well as for the graveyards inshallah. Jazakumullah.